Surprise!
Surprise! We are back!
We are back with a bonus episode, a festive one.
Exactly. So we told you guys last time that the season is ending and that that would be the last episode. But we decided since it's almost Christmas, we couldn't leave you guys hanging. So we wanted to make one more episode, which is going to be a bonus episode with Christmassy words.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And in this episode, we're going to teach you vocabulary about Christmas, but also we're going to talk about Christmas in Greece and the traditions and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get started.
So last episode, we already taught you guys the word for Christmas. Do you remember this word? So Yuli, remind us of this word.
It's a long word and it's Ta Christugena.
Ta Christugena.
I think that some students, they find this word a little bit difficult.
Yeah, but if you look closer at it, the word Chris is actually Christ.
Exactly.
The word is already in there from Christmas. I don't know what Tujena means, but Christ is definitely the word Chris.
Yeah. Christugena, in general, long Greek words, they are compound words. So the word Christugena, it's also a compound word. It's from the word Christos, which means Christ, and Yena, which means birth.
Oh.
This is where the word Yenethlia is coming from.
Oh, yeah.
So Christugena means the birthday of Jesus. Christugena.
That's why it reminded me.
Christugena. And when we want to say Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas, we say Kala Christugena.
Because it's plural. Ta.
Yes, it's Ta Christugena. Ta Christugena. Kala Christugena. Και όχι Καλή Χριστούγεννα. Some students, they say Καλή Χριστούγεννα. But we say Καλά Χριστούγεννα.
Yeah, because it ends with A, so everyone thinks it's feminine.
Exactly.
But it's plural.
It's plural. Τα Χριστούγεννα. Λοιπόν, Καλά Χριστούγεννα. Christmas Day, it's also a name day for Χριστός and Χριστίνα. So it's my dad's name. So it's my dad's name day also. So for us, it's very special. Like apart from the Christmas, all this, the Christmas fever, we also, you know, like it's a very special day for us because it's my dad's name day. And you know how important name days are for Greeks.
Yeah. In Greece, everyone celebrates their name day. It's a very important day. It's not just the birthday, but also the name day. And I've heard this is actually more important than the birthday, right?
Yeah, it is important. It's very important. Yeah, for me, I love this tradition, like the name day thing. Because I find birthdays very lonely. Celebration, like it's just yourself that you're celebrating, but your name day, you share this with like other people that they have the same name, and I love that. I love it's not like one person thing, it's more like a group thing.
Yeah, so if your name is Chris, Christina, Christopher, then you actually have a name day in Greece, and your name is on the 25th of December.
Yes,
Ta Christugena.
Ta Christugena. So during Christmas, like we spend Christmas with our families. I think it's a very family-oriented celebration for everybody. But we spend New Year's with our friends mostly.
Yeah.
I think you do the same, yeah?
Yeah.
So the word for New Year's is I Πρωτοχρονιά.
I Πρωτοχρονιά. So πρώτο, first, χρονιά. Year.
Exactly. It's the first day of the year. Η πρωτοχρονιά. And we say καλή πρωτοχρονιά.
Καλή πρωτοχρονιά.
Happy New Year. Καλή πρωτοχρονιά.
Why is it καλή? Because it's feminine.
Mm-hmm. Η πρωτοχρονιά. And unlike the rest of the world, we exchange gifts that day. So New Year's is the day that we don't really exchange, but we're expecting Father Christmas. Father Christmas is coming in New Year's in Greece.
Oh, so Santa Claus doesn't come the 25th of December, but the 1st of January.
Exactly. Exactly. For us, yes. And yeah, for me, it was such a big surprise when I first went to the UK, because I've heard that we exchange gifts.
Yeah.
But I thought it was 1st of January, just like in Greece.
Mm.
So okay. My flatmates, they all bought gifts, like they were actually running and they were like so stressed and anxious to find the right gifts before the 25th. And I couldn't really understand why. I was like, yeah, we still have time. I was saying like, we still have time. And at some point my flatmate said, what are you talking about? We don't have time. It's literally 23rd. In 2 days is Christmas. Yeah. And you haven't bought anything. And I was like, yeah, of course, because it's like 1st of January we exchange gifts. And she was like, no, we exchange gifts like literally in 2 days. And I was like, no, no way. And she was like, yes, how can you not know? And I was like, because in Greece we exchange gifts in the 1st of January. That's why. It was like a shock for me. It was a cultural shock, to be honest. And I don't know, what about you, Alice? When do you exchange gifts?
Well, we actually give gifts the 5th of December, which is St. Nicholas Day for us. In other countries, it's the 6th of December, but in the Netherlands, it's the 5th. So I actually never believed in Santa Claus. I believed in St. Nicholas when I was a child. But I knew that in other countries, they gave presents on the 25th of December because of movies. I saw that in movies.
Yeah, I saw the movies as well, but I never did, like, you know, like the connection. Never. I was like, probably clicked. It's New Year's.
Yeah, but this is different in every country. It's not every country that give gifts on the first day of Christmas.
Mm.
And also, I noticed you said Father Christmas. You didn't say Santa Claus. So how would you say this in Greek?
Agios Vasilis.
Agios Vasilis.
Like Saint Basil.
Oh, but Vasilia is like king, right?
Yeah, but Vasilis also. Saint Basil is a saint in Greece. And we celebrate, like his celebration is on the 1st of January. So people that they have the name like Vasilis, Vasiliki, my mom also. It's like all my family is like all their name days is like Christmas time. They celebrate their name day on the 1st of. In Greece, we think that he is actually bringing us the presents. He's bringing the presents, not to adults, to kids. So yeah, we actually wake up 1st of January and under the Christmas tree, there are like all the gifts from Santa Claus. Santa Claus or Father Christmas.
Okay, okay. So what was the word again?
Agios Vasilis.
Agios Vasilis.
O Agios Vasilis. O Agios Vasilis is bringing us presents. So the word for present is to dōro.
To dōro.
To dōro, singular. Ta dōra, plural.
Let's take a short break. If you want to get the most out of this podcast, you can download the transcript of season 1. In the transcript, you find all the lesson notes, all the words we teach you, the dialogues, the stories, and a lot of other useful information. Go to unlockinggreatpotential.com or find the link in the description of this episode. Now let's move on with the lesson.
To dōro, I don't know if you know the name Theodore.
Yeah.
Theodore has this word δώρο inside, like is.
Oh, so you're a gift. That's your name.
Yeah, it's like your name. If your name is Theodore, is like a gift from God, because Theos is God, δώρο it's the gift. So you are the gift of God, Theodore.
I never thought about that. Like, so many names make sense now because of Greek.
Yeah.
Okay, so the word is todoro. And it's very important to notice that the D is written with a delta. So it's a soft D. Todoro.
Yes, with a soft D. Doro. And ο Άγιος Βασίλης puts all the presents under the Christmas tree. So the word for tree is το δέντρο.
Το δέντρο.
Το δέντρο. And this is a European tradition. In Greece, we didn't have Christmas trees before. We were actually decorating a boat. But like now some houses, they still do that. My dad loves to do that. We have like a decorative boat on our fireplace, but most, like now, all Greek houses, they have a Christmas tree also.
Το δέντρο. This word was actually easy for me to memorize because the word den is actually a tree, so it has the word in there. Το δέντρο.
Ah, okay. Το δέντρο. And then on the tree, we have ornaments. And the word for ornament is το στολίδι.
Το στολίδι.
Mm-hmm. Το στολίδι, but we have lots of different ornaments. So we have στολίδια. Στολίδια, πολλά στολίδια. We also have Christmas lights all around the tree. The word for Christmas lights είναι τα φωτάκια.
Τα φωτάκια, because φως is light, and you add άκια to make it smaller, so lights. Τα φωτάκια.
Yes, exactly, because τα φωτάκια, they're like tiny little lights on the Christmas tree, so that's why we use this άκι. This is a suffix, and it means that something is small, so φωτάκι, it's like a small light, φωτάκια, because there are a lot. Φωτάκια. And on top of the Christmas tree, we have the star. The word for star is το αστέρι.
Το αστέρι. Mm-hmm.
Το αστέρι.
Like I always think of astrology, or what is this called in English?
Yeah, we use something very similar. We say αστρολογία. So even the word αστρο means the star.
Or the word astronaut actually also comes from that, because astro, so comes from asteri, star, and the naut comes from sailing. So someone is sailing the stars.
Yes, exactly, exactly. It's from the word, naftis, naftikos, means sailor. Ωραία.
It is so poetic. Greek in so many ways is so poetic.
Yeah, it's true, it's true. And you can see that not only in the words and how the words are structured, but you can also see that on the structure of the sentences. It's very poetic the way we structure the sentences also.
Okay, so let me repeat a little bit what we had.
Yes.
The word for Christmas is τα Χριστούγεννα. The word for New Year is η Πρωτοχρονιά. So you can say καλά Χριστούγεννα, καλή Πρωτοχρονιά. The word for present is το δώρο.
Mm-hmm. Το δώρο.
The word for tree, το δέντρο.
Mm-hmm.
Word for ornament is το στολίδι.
Mm-hmm.
And the word for lights, like little lights in a Christmas tree, τα φωτάκια.
Mm-hmm.
And a star, το αστέρι.
Mm-hmm. And also, we have a Christmas dinner or Christmas lunch the next day on the 25th. So the word for dinner is το δείπνο.
Το δείπνο. So you always have a dinner on the 24th, or 25th?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the rest of Greece, but we in my family, we have a Christmas dinner on the 24th, but it's not something very special. Like, we are just like eating all together. And then the next day is more important, like the lunch on the 25th for us, because it's
okay.
It's actually my dad's name day, like at that day. On the 24th is not yet, but the 25th, it's like, so it's extra important.
But this word is just the word for dinner, for Christmas. To dipno.
Yes. Yeah, it's the word for dinner in general. So to dipno.
And do you celebrate a second day of Christmas in Greece or a Boxing Day?
Not really. We don't. You know, like on the 24th, I forgot to mention that. We are expecting the kids to, like children, to come to our houses and sing the Christmas carols.
Oh, really?
And this is a huge thing. And you are waiting for them from early morning. And they are visiting your house with, you know, like the triangle thing is, and they're just playing music and singing. They're very cute. I like it so much, this tradition. And you can give to them money. And also, like, if you want, you can give them like some Christmas desserts or like chocolate, like whatever you want.
So the kids come the 24th in the morning to sing songs.
Yeah, in the morning. Yes, yeah. And it's a specific song.
Oh, can you sing the song?
Oh, mamma mia.
Please sing the song. We want to hear the song.
I would sing it, but I think it's going to be very difficult for people to understand, because it's not in modern Greek.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, it's in Katharevousa.
What?
It's something in between ancient Greek and modern Greek. Something in between. So it's like very, yeah, it's not modern Greek.
Wow.
It's like completely different.
I never heard of this.
And yeah, it's a very nice song. Maybe we can drop the link.
Yeah, we'll drop the link.
And people can check it out. So we have Christmas carols for like 24th. And then the children, like children are also singing before first of the year. So the day before New Year's Eve, children are coming to your house with a second song. It's a different one. And it's again, you know, like this, it's like the church language. And they're singing, same style. And you can give to them money or desserts.
Imagine if you just moved to Greece as a foreigner and all of a sudden these children show up at your house and start singing songs. Like, you'd be so confused.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not Greek, you have no idea that this is happening.
It's kind of like trick-or-treating, but Greek style with a song.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was a kid, I used to go to my village. And there were just, you know, like, there were not too many kids. It was just, you know, like us, basically. Me and my brother and my sister. And it was so nice because people, they were expecting us and they were asking my grandmother, like, is Yuli and Yanis and Ioana, these are my brother and my sister, are they here already? Because, you know, like tomorrow is the Christmas carols. And we were always going, but then we grew up and we could like, there is a time limit. So if you are in the primary school, you can still go. But then when you go to high school, it's...
You don't do it anymore, yeah.
I don't know, it's... No, not anymore. You're like too grown up for this.
Yeah, then you're too old for it.
But it's very nice. It's a very nice tradition. And I'm expecting as well the kids to come to my house.
Okay, so you celebrate Christmas Eve on the 24th. You celebrate 25th, the first day of Christmas, but you don't have a second day. You don't have a Boxing Day.
We don't have like any celebration on that day, on the 26th. We don't do anything. Okay.
Because we do. That's why I asked you. Ah. We don't have Christmas Eve in general, but we celebrate the 25th and the 26th of December. Those are national holidays.
Okay. Nice. Very nice. I didn't know. Yeah. In the UK as well. They have the Boxing Day. Yeah. Λοιπόν. Okay.
Okay. So, το δείπνο is dinner.
Το δείπνο is the dinner. And before we mentioned the word for ornaments, stolidia, and if we want to say to decorate, we use the same word but the verb version. Stolizo.
Stolizo.
Stolizo is to decorate.
Oh, it kind of has the word style in there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Stolizo. Style. Stolizo. I don't know.
Stolizo. So, stolizo, it's a good way to remember. Stolizo, stolizo to dendro, stolizo to spiti, to balconi, the balcony. Or stolizun people, they usually decorate their shops, ta magazia, or the city. Την πόλη. Στολίζουν την πόλη. So, στολίζω. It's the verb to decorate. Now, the verb that's very important is the word for... it's the verb αγοράζω. Αγοράζω means to buy. So, αγοράζω δώρα, for example. Buying gifts. Mm-hmm.
Αγοράζω.
Αγοράζω. Probably you know the word αγορά, right? Like the market,
or no? I don't know.
Like agora.
I only know laiki for market.
Yeah. Agora is the market. Agorazo is to buy. And magirevo.
Magirevo.
Magirevo means to cook. We are cooking the Christmas dinner and the magirevo. Magirevo is to cook. Magirevo, it's a very nice verb because I like this verb so much. Because for me, it sounds very similar to the verb magievo, which means to do magic. And magirevo and magievo, oof, magirevo, it's like magic. So you're cooking, you know, like you have this pot, the magic pot, and you're cooking. It's a very nice verb, magirevo.
Magirevo. So just think of the word magic magirevo. And then make the link.
Exactly. Magic, magirevo. And the last verb is to make. And we use it for desserts or salads. We don't say magirevo, a salad. We say φτιάχνω. Φτιάχνω μια σαλάτα. Φτιάχνω ένα γλυκό.
Φτιάχνω. There's another verb for to make, which we already had, which is the word κάνω. And this is kind of a synonym, right?
Yeah, κάνω is more like to do.
Well, it could be both. To do, to make.
Yeah, it's to do or to make. Φτιάχνω is to make.
To make as in
it's
create.
It's the actual verb. Yes, exactly. Φτιάχνω.
Okay.
And we use it like when we're talking about cooking, we never say κάνω. Μια σαλάτα. We say φτιάχνω. Μια σαλάτα.
Φτιάχνω. So the verbs that we had for this episode are stolizo, to decorate, agorazo, to buy, magirevo, to cook, ftiachno, to make.
Yes. That's all about Christmas in Greece. Alice, have you ever been for Christmas? Like, have you ever spent Christmas in Greece?
No, never. I've never been to Greece for Christmas.
You should! You should! It's so nice!
Yeah, but then I need to leave my family behind if I go to Greece for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you should bring your parents as well, your family.
Yeah, we should all celebrate Christmas together in Greece.
Yeah, Greece is not a popular destination. Paris is more, and London is more popular for Christmas. But it's nice in Greece also. Christmas in Greece.
Yeah, the weather for sure is better.
Yeah, the weather is warmer. Yeah, for sure. It's not the typical like scenery you have in mind, like snow and cold and no, it's not like that. But it's very nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, I would love to in the future.
Yeah, that would be a very nice idea.
So this was the last episode of the year. Really the last episode of the year. I know we said this before, but this was a surprise. This was a present for you guys for Christmas. So we really hoped you liked this episode.
Exactly. So happy Christmas to everybody.
Καλά Χριστούγεννα.
Καλά Χριστούγεννα και καλή Πρωτοχρονιά.
Καλή Πρωτοχρονιά.
Γεια σας.
Γεια σας, φιλάκια. Thank you for listening. You can now download the transcript of season 1. You will find all the lesson notes, the dialogues, the stories, and a lot more useful information. Go to unlockinggreekpotential.com or find the link in the description of this episode. See you next time!